What is your calling? What is it that you've been called to do? Do you have any idea? Have you ever thought about it? Yeah, I don't think most of us think about it. I think we just go about life, and life just happens. And that just kind of rolls from one thing to the next. We go to grade school goes into junior high goes to high school. We randomly think what we'd like to do for college. Most of us go off to college. We have no clue as to what we're actually going to do. Even if we start in one field, we typically change that at least two or three times while we're in college. Then we get out of college and we get a job in a completely different field from the degree that we got while we were in college. And typically sometime between college and our 30s, we find the person that we're going to marry and happens to be someone we're out on a date on, and we get married, and then we either have children or we don't have children, and it isn't typically something we plan. Our financial status isn't something we plan. It just kind of happens, and we roll along in life. And then we get somewhere into our 50s and our 60s, and we go, what in the world? My life is halfway over, and I don't even know what I want to do. How did I get to this point? And my hope for you is that you'll turn this off, and at the end of this, you're going to sit and think, what is it that I'm called to do? Because we're actually called to do many, many, many different things. The first thing I was ever called to do, I was called to be a daughter of God. And Father God, Jesus Christ the Son, Holy Spirit, that is my first and foremost calling. I believe it from every ounce of my being. I'm a daughter of God, and I am saved, going to heaven. I mean, that's my calling, and I know it is. And as I go through life, part of my job, part of my calling, it's a lot of other people know that they're called to that as well, that that's our number one calling. That's my belief. You don't have to believe it. It's my belief and my calling. That's one of the things I've been called to. I mean, the next big thing that I was called to was to be Brian Hudson's wife. Brian Hudson is my best friend. We've been married for going on 21 years. He is my partner. We are inseparable. We love to be together. Unlike some married couples, we have fun together. We enjoy each other. As a matter of fact, until I got into Young Living, we had never spent a night apart in 21 years. We have always been together. I went on tour for the Mincha Red, Paint the World Red tour, and I went with Steve Bentley and Jalen Barney, and it was hard on me. It was the first time I had ever had to be away. As a matter of fact, I fell out of bed several different times, rolled right out of the bed because I had never been alone. And I have since then gotten much better to it. We've done a lot of different trips and work and stuff with Young Living. As a matter of fact, just went to Ecuador, had a wonderful time. But I am called to be his wife. It completes me. It's who I am. I'm called to be a mommy. Oh, four wonderful, phenomenal children. And I still to this day identify myself as a homeschool mother of four. I know there's different things that you read, and it says that that's not how you identify yourself. It's not who you are. I beg to differ. It's a very big part of who I am, and I'm called to be a mother. As a matter of fact, when I was in high school, I kid you not, for college and career days, dressed up as what you want to be, and I dressed up pregnant, pushing a baby carriage. I knew that I wanted to be a mommy, and I even knew I wanted to be a homeschool mommy. I've never doubted that. I know what I'm called to do there. And when 2.5 years ago, the oils were put on my neck, and miraculously, not only the damage, 6 fractured vertebrae, 2 bulge discs, bone calcification, horrible amounts of pain, completely gone. The damage from that 25 minutes, I had my side-to-side range of motion. It did take about another 4 to 6 months before it was completely 100% restored. My stroke damage was gone in no time. It was literally 25 minutes, and every symptom from the stroke that I had was gone. And the moment that happened, I knew that I had another calling on my life. And that calling for me was to let the world know that God had made an option, that we did not have to be sick, that we did not have to suffer, that he had an answer, and that answer was in the plant. And the distilled oil from the plants is the answer. And that's my mission field. It's my calling. I know it is. And there is nothing like knowing that you are doing exactly what you were called to do. So my very first thought to you, the most important thing that I hope you get out of this entire series, is that you are called for something. And if you don't know what it is, it does not necessarily have to be Young Living. Not everybody is called into that mission field. But until you know what you're called to do, you can join with us and partner with us and even refer people over for the rest of your life to Young Living. But find out what it is you're called to do. And then when you find out what you're called to do, then put everything that you have into it. When I started in Young Living, I didn't have to give up all of my other callings. Jesus Christ is still the center of my life. Father God, that did not go away. My husband is still my best friend. My children are still a huge priority in my life. And when they need me, regardless of anything else going on, I'm back to mommy. I didn't have to give it all up. We are called to be many things and many different things at many different times. There was a time in my life when I was only a homeschool mommy, and I gave support to many, 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 many other homeschool parents who were just starting out and they didn't know what to do. And it was during a time when homeschooling was not the norm. When I started 17 years ago, not everybody was homeschooling. As a matter of fact, some people were being arrested in Michigan when we first started. So that was what I was called to do at the time. So sometimes your callings change and they maneuver and they go on. But you got to know that what you're doing for a purpose. So that's what it comes back to. We all have to have that sense of purpose. And I've seen so many times where people get into Young Living and they really feel called to it. They're excited. They're changing life. They're just, their organization is growing and they're doing what they really think they need to be doing. And then they decide, you know what? I think I should be a massage therapist. And they go to school, and they're going to go to school and still build Young Living and still do everything else that they had on their plate. And then they find that it's so hard. It's so frustrating. And then frustration comes in, and they can't get it done. And sometimes I want to tell you, there's things that come up, and they're a distraction. And there's a huge difference. Now, I'm not saying being a massage therapist is a distraction. I'm saying that not everybody that's in Young Living has been called to be a massage therapist. I have been in Young Living now 2.5 years. And I still am not a certified Do Care Raindrops. I don't have my certification through Raindrops. I haven't done that. I haven't gone on to become a holistic anything. I don't have my naturopath degree. I don't have my none of that. I've never gone down those roads because one of the things I love about what I do is that I can tell people from sincerity of heart that I'm just a mom. I'm just a mom. I'm just a homeschool mom. And that's okay with me. The word just to some people seems to imply that I don't feel it's enough. That's not true at all. I feel it's more than enough. I'm excited to be who I am, and I'm proud of who I am. I don't need to go to school and get all these different degrees to be it because there's other people that have done that. The literature is out there. Gary has done the studies. We've got all of these different things that are available, and if somebody needs a naturopath, we've got them in the area, and I can refer them over. I don't have to become that. I don't have to become the raindrop guru here in the area. I can teach people about raindrops, and I use the raindrops on my family, and I can tell them where to go for that source. I don't ever, ever want to have to buy myself another job. And to me, if all I did was become a raindrop provider and I did raindrops all the time, that's what I'd be doing. Right now, what I get to do is develop entire organizations, entire groups of people on a broad range. And what I teach people how to do is I talk to a mom and I show her how to use the raindrops with the video that comes with the raindrops and how to do raindrops on her kids and her husband and have her husband do the raindrops on her so that their bodies can function and so that that $115 or whatever it is that they're paying on their for their raindrops is able to take care of their entire family versus them paying me $75 to have a raindrop done. Then you know how I have to make money from then on? I have to find enough people that want me to put raindrops on them to get an income. I don't want to do that. That's not what I was called to do. I was called for something much bigger than that. And I don't want people to get distracted with those options. I mean, it's a great option. Raindrops is a viable, necessary component. And there are people that are called to do raindrops. I've seen some of the people work in raindrops and just miraculous things happen. The oils are phenomenal. Working with the techniques and the skill of somebody that is truly called to be a healer in that way, it's phenomenal. It's exactly the way it was designed to be. But that's not what I was called for, and that's okay. You may be called for that, but you may be called for other things. You may be one of those people that's called to be a massage therapist. Boy, you better be. If you go into that field, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of energy that you're putting in there, and not just anybody can be a massage therapist. You better be called for it, otherwise you're going to have extreme frustration in the process. I don't want people to get distracted. Too often when people get into Young Living and they start learning and they start getting knowledge, they really believe that they have to go to some other step to become something more than what they are. And sometimes it really is okay to be just who you are doing what you're doing. And I think that we don't realize that. It's so important in today's society to have all the letters behind your name and to be somebody. And I guess that's just what I want to say, is that it's okay to just be, I am Shannon Hudson, MLM, just a mom. And it's okay to just be a mom. It's okay to, whatever your field is, you might be a plumber, and you joined into Young Living, and you're loving it, and you're feeling it, and you feel too insecure because I'm just a plumber. You know what? You are more than capable of sharing Young Living with the world as a plumber. You can go about your business, do what you have to do, and you don't have to change, get degrees, go through all that stuff to become who you are. Not that the degrees are bad. Please do not send me 150 emails saying that I criticized your job, because I'm not. What I'm saying is it's okay, whoever we are, whatever you are, just make sure you're called to be what it is. And don't get distracted assuming that you need to do something else. That's not where it is. That's not what it's about. This is a viable, wonderful network marketing company, and you can build it just on that. Even if somebody isn't into our products, they can make a huge income and change their life by just being a network marketer. Just is not a bad word. Just is saying I'm proud of who I am and what I am, and I'm okay with it. So identify what that is for you. And don't get distracted with the other stuff. You don't have to go through that process to become something and become a huge success in Young Living. I mean, there's something called the laws of attraction. I mean, we've all seen the book, The Secret, and I mean, there's hundreds of books on the laws of attraction, on the law of attraction. And what it basically is saying is that what we think about is what we get. That's kind of what it comes out to. What we think about is what we get. If you're constantly thinking, oh, I try so hard, but I just can never get ahead. Well, what's actually happening in your mind is you're saying, I never get ahead. And so you end up in that same cycle over and over and over again. And if you believe you have to be a naturopath in order to build Young Living, and that's the reason why you can't build it, then every wall you come up against is going to come back to that same conclusion. So you need to be okay with who you are so that you can succeed at this. I hear people say, I work so hard, why can't I get ahead? Well, because you in your heart of heart believe that the end sentence of that is, I can't get ahead. You believe that. You're drawing that into you because we attract what we think about the most. See, my favorite saying that I say all the time, and I'm sure most of you have heard me say it, and when somebody says, how are you doing? I say, I'm blessed and highly favored. I heard that back when I was 19 years old. Les Brown, one of my favorite speakers, absolutely phenomenal. And that was his saying, I am blessed and highly favored. And I believe that every single ounce of my body. I am blessed and highly favored. I say it all the time, and it was really awesome. We were at the store, oh gosh, just a few weeks ago. We were looking for shoes, actually for Grand Convention. We were looking for shoes for my girls, and all four of us had gone in, my three kids and my 9-year-old. See, my 10-year-old now, I'm sorry. I'm at her age. My 10-year-old, when we walked in, I had told the kids very clearly we were not going to another store. They had to choose their shoes here because this is the only store we're going to. As long as they know up front, they can handle it. So we go in, and my 10-year-old says, I know I'm going to find the exact shoes that I want. God already has them for me. I just got to find where he put them. And I chuckle. I know that was really cute. And we're in the store, and we're just not having the success that I had expected us to have. And my 15-year-old daughter is in her aisle. She's a size 6, and she found 2 black shoes, but they're 6.5, and she's not loving either of them because they're too big and complaining about it in her aisle. And then I'm in the center aisle with my 12-year-old, who's a little bit picky on shoes, but we're not seeing what she wants, and we're looking, and my 10-year-old has just tried on a bunch of shoes, and none of them are fitting like she wants, and it's just not going quite the right way. And Brianna says, again, I just know they've got the shoes I need. I've just got to find where God put them. And she stands up, and she walks an aisle over, and she goes halfway down that aisle, and she comes back a minute or two later, and she's like, oh, Mom, I found them. They're perfect. They're pink. They got a teeny tiny heel. They'll be cute. They'll be dressy. Oh, they're perfect. And she puts them on, and I say to her, they're not going to fit. They're 9.5. Keep in mind, she's 10 years old. They're not going to fit you. They are 9.5. And she takes them out of the box, and she flips them on the seat, and they fit perfect. It's like, ah! I knew it. I knew God had the shoes I needed. And she's just giddy over it. And I'm just smiling. Oh, that's perfect. I'm glad. She says to my daughter, Cassie, the 12-year-old. She says, Cassie, you're going to find your shoes. God has them right here. He does. God's got the shoes for you. And no more had she said the words out loud than my daughter reaches out in front of her, and she sees this cute little white pair of shoes. And she grabs the shoes, And she's like, what do you think, Mom? And I'm like, oh, those should be cute. And she tries them on. Sure enough, they fit absolutely perfect. My 15-year-old is watching the whole thing, and she looks at both of us in that look that only a 15-year-old can give. And